sometimes there just seems like there is no other way out. And all you can think about and pray for is for the pain to stop. I was very lucky that I'm very lucky that I'm still here.
Welcome to another real, raw, authentic episode of Sober.Buzz, Spreading the Good Buzz, hosted by me, Josh Case, and my fiance, Heidi Case. Our global community crosses cultures and has no international borders, as addiction and recovery is a human journey. Hope is found here. So thank you for joining us again today, wherever you're at in the world. We've got a topic that kind of came up in our lives a few days ago. It's suicide.
Yeah.
Somebody I went to rehab with passed away last Thursday, we believe, due to overdose, whether it was intentional or not. She's had a history of doing it on purpose. So we thought we'd have a conversation about what to do if you find yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Both Heidi and I have been in that situation. I guess first let's talk about, 988.
Right. So first off, you or a loved one feels like they need help in this area, 988 is the suicide hotline. And obviously, if you have overdosed, if you are in dire need of help, please call 911. First and foremost, those are the numbers you need to know. Other than that, I mean, it's a tough subject. I don't think anyone loves to talk about this. We were very saddened to hear about the passing of this person that Josh knows.
You actually helped last fall, and you never met her, but you talked to her on the phone.
Right. She had been having some problems in the fall and needed help, and we had gone out looking for her at one point on the streets and couldn't find her, and then needed to get her help in other ways. We did call for help at that point in time, and we got her the help she needed. That so much of addiction has to do with our traumas, right? And the reason why we are addicts is because we are trying to numb those traumas. And sometimes all we can see as an addict and where we're at in life, and you don't have to be an addict for this to even be the case, but all you can see the way out being is just to end it. And sometimes, at least I found for myself, it's not necessarily that I wanted my life to end. I just wanted the pain to stop. And if that meant death, I was okay with that. This is something that I went through numerous times in my life. I am not a stranger to suicidal ideation. Sorry, everyone. It's a hard subject. Sometimes there just seems like there is no other way out, and all you can think about and pray for is for the pain to stop. I was very lucky that I'm very lucky that I'm still here.
Well, a couple times you actually called the police yourself.
I did. I end up calling the police on myself.
Actually, I at least a couple times I know of, but I don't know.
Yeah. And those were actually the only times. Okay. Because I called the police on myself. Other times I would play basically Russian roulette with pills and see how many I could take and if I would still wake up. Other times it was self-harm. There was one time I even had a gun. That was my first experience with suicide.
That was like about 20 years ago?
It was about 18 years ago, yeah. And it was really super, super bad postpartum depression that had gone undiagnosed, and at least looking back on it. And, it's tough wherever you are in life to have to deal with all of those emotions, and you feel so alone. And I know when I felt that alone, I isolated too, and that really didn't help. I mean, I know so many people that have gone through this that just isolate, and it just becomes this deeper and darker hole. And, you know, I actually, my very best friend and someone who I even refer to as my sister, Jessica, she succumbed to suicide. And I probably have a different take on it than a lot of people would. You hear so often suicide, it's selfish, it's horrible. Think of the loved ones you leave behind. And this is sort of the same boat that I put this young woman that just recently died in. I was so happy that her pain ended. I understand it left everyone in her wake so traumatized, including myself, her children, her husband. I know they think of her often and miss her dearly. We all miss her dearly, her family, her sister. She was a triplet. Her sisters miss her dearly. But that pain is ended now. So for me, that there's the one place I find peace for her. And I just being able to relate, I guess, to that feeling of that pain being gone is, you know, it's somehow healing for me.
Is it kind of like a horrible situation and trying to, you know, looking for a silver lining?
Yeah, the silver lining, the bright side or something, you know. I mean, I would never condone suicide. I don't think that's the way out. Don't get the wrong idea. I pray, you know, all the time that I wish she was still here. You know, I wish all the time she was still here and that I could still have those moments with her. Wish this friend of ours that just passed that, you know, that yes, she's at peace, but she had a much longer life she could have lived, and there is that sadness there. It's not the way out, not the only way out. And it's so important for us to deal with our traumas. And I know that you're a firm believer in that, just in the sense of even just getting sober. And I know, I mean, you had a suicide attempt yourself.
Well, you know, there is one I would call half-hearted, and my daughter had her ACL. And I was drunk that day. I didn't even go. That's a pretty bad I am. And bottle of Tylenol. You know, I coughed most of it up, so I was fine. But like when ironically Maya and her friend TJ, Tasia, I call her TJ, found me. I actually overdose on your prescriptions.
Yeah.
And luckily they found me, and I like held the paramedics and went to the hospital, and then argued with the hospital staff to leave because I was disappointed that I woke up. And
I have no idea how they did not put you on a sofa.
And then I got an Uber and went directly to Woodshore.
Yeah.
So that was within 2 months or 3 months, so it's like getting arrested and what got us into rehab and your last, suicide attempt, right. which was right around there. But,
which I did die for a second. Yeah. I mean, I woke up to them doing the hardcore chest rows. Let me tell you that's not fun. That hurts.
So we're both lucky. And, I truly believe if we didn't go to rehab, we'd either be dead or in prison. I mean, that it got to the point where, there were many other options. We got so bad.
Right.
But I'm lucky. Like my daughter and her friend came over. I didn't call them. Like, in fact, the police called to check on me in the middle of the night. And I said, I didn't talk. It was all stubborn. I was. So I was very lucky that time. I mean, I don't know how close I was or anything like that. I was close enough that they took me to the hospital.
All right.
Yeah.
I think if you have to say, I don't know how close I was, you were close enough.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember them getting, I don't remember being there. I don't remember.
You don't remember the ambulance.
I don't remember the ambulance ride. I don't remember the paramedics. I don't remember any of that. So I don't know.
Right.
And I've never asked my chart or anything. So I never listened to, if they explained to me what happened, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was pretty, when I left, I was still pretty
angry
and loopy. Like I was not like sober.
I really have no idea how they let you go to the hospital.
I don't know. Well, maybe I just left. I think about it. Maybe
knowing you,
it's
a possibility.
Actually, I don't recall being discharged. I never even thought about that. I may have just walked out.
That would be.
I mean, I had my thing on my wrist still. Wouldn't they have cut it off if I got discharged?
I would come home from the hospital with it all.
Well, I haven't been in the hospital that much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's a very good question. Did I get discharged or did I just walk out? I've never thought about that. But
if it was a suicide attempt, my best guess is that you walked out. They would have kept you. Pretty sure it would be like illegal or something to not keep you at that point.
Yeah, well, you learn something new every day.
So. Yeah. Here we are, over a year later, still figuring out our mess that we created.
Yeah, that was about 15 months ago or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is kind of funny. Little things dawn on us every once in a while. like this. So.
Yeah, there are really random little things that we just come up with every day. It seems like every day there's something new we remember or put together.
And I guess for this one, you guys discovered it with us.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
But suicide is a tough topic to talk about. And I hope this isn't incredibly triggering to anyone. I hope this is a point of reference that they can say, wow, maybe I do need help. You know, my thoughts are pretty dark. I don't really want to be here anymore. I just want to kill the pain all the time. Maybe I do need help. And if that's all this video does, you know what? That's great.
Well, I'll tell you this. I thank God every day that Maya and Tasia came over. So happy I'm here. I wouldn't want it any other way. I was at a dark spot in my life, but that didn't last. You know, it was a moment. And
that's the crazy
thing. The moment passes.
Right. The moment passes. Those feelings pass. And that is the one thing I think I've gone back to with my best friend, Jessica, who I call my sister, really. I think of that last moment and wonder when she hung herself. I wonder if that last moment, did she stop and think, wait,
well,
I don't want this anymore. Or
look at the story you told me about when you had the gun. At the last moment, you just dropped it.
Last millisecond, just dropped it. I mean, I had my finger on the trigger hard enough that I would never do that around anyone. I mean, it could have easily gone off.
And just, you dropped it and walked straight to your friend's house.
I dropped it and I looked at my ex-husband as I walked out the door and said, and I was actually set to be going on a trip. I was supposed to be in my room packing.
It was your honeymoon. It was your anniversary.
It was like an anniversary weekend. Yeah. And I just dropped it and I looked at him as I walked through the house and said, I've got to go. I just tried to kill myself and walked out the door. And I either walked to my friend's house across the street or called or something. And she met me at the car and drove me to the University of Utah Neuropsychiatric Unit, which I used to call uni. I believe it's called something else now.
Mental health
Institute.
Yeah.
But I went there many times throughout the years. They're in the way. Say hi to everyone. I went there many times throughout the years. And although I received a misdiagnosis at that time, they did save my life also at that time. I will be forever grateful to them.
Well, you drove yourself there many a time.
Yes, I did. I drove myself there.
So that's something else. Like you can take yourself.
You can.
If you're in the right frame of mind to get help. I mean, You can just walk into a hospital, right?
Right.
Any hospital.
Yes, yeah, right? You can walk into any emergency room. Yeah, psychiatric ward. I happen to know this place really well. They happen to know me when I would get that way and know that I was in a very dark and dangerous place. There were times I would just drive myself there. There were times my ex-husband took me. There were times I had a friend take me. But it was always a place that I learned to be able to lean on. And I even, I said in a past video,
podcast, whatever.
I feel so.
No one's going to judge you.
Yeah, okay. I talked about how I ended up going there almost like a vacation. I do want to clarify that those vacations were always prefaced with the fact that I was suicidal. It was never like a...
Well, I guess it was a vacation from what was contributing to your...
My suicidality. Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe vacation... You mean it in a different way than a traditional vacation.
Yes, definitely. It wasn't just like, I don't feel like dealing with life. I'm going to go up to the mental institution because it's really, it's not that fun. So it's really not fun at all. But I needed it. I needed it desperately. And
it turned out like a refuge.
It did. Right? It was a huge refuge for me there. There's some nurses there that I remember by name to this day that I still love. And I hope one day they see this video and know that I'm not dead because I haven't come in for, you know, over a year there. And that's a pretty big miracle.
Yeah, because I mean, you haven't gone. I mean, usually you go there multiple times a year until.
Yeah, I used to go multiple times a year. So I haven't been in a long time.
Well, this is just proof, but we both, I mean, I haven't had any suicidal thoughts since getting out of rehab or in rehab.
Right.
And yeah. I don't think you have either.
No.
So I truly believe in mental health.
Absolutely.
And therapy. And that's what got me out of my addiction. And
it's the only thing that got me out of my addiction.
And got me thinking positively enough about myself. I don't think I would ever think about suicide again. I mean, I can't see myself getting, I don't want to say never, you never want to say never, but like, it just seems like a different person now from like,
it does. That person,
rehab.
Yes. The person that I was before rehab, it definitely seems like a different person. I couldn't imagine needing to go back there now. I hope I never end up back in that situation. I'm not going to say, you know, I never will. Life throws some pretty big curveballs, right? And I'm just lucky that I am where I am right now. And I'm here to testify that it does get better. It can get better. No matter how dark the road, there is always, always a way out, even when you feel so trapped that you cannot see it. I never thought that I would be in a place where I was living a wonderful, blessed life where I felt as happy as I do now. I've never been this happy in my life. I probably don't sound it right now. It's kind of a serious topic, but I've never been this happy in my life. I never even dared to imagine that I could be this happy. Because that would give me false hope at the time. Like, and that is such a dangerous thing. But I am here to say that there is life on the other side if you can deal with what it is that's causing those problems.
Yeah, and with that, you know, seeing my kids, how thrilled they are that we're sober.
Yes.
And how they recognize the change, I would never seen that, and you know, it really scares me. Like if I had died, like what would that have done to them? Like you know, so you know, things worked out how they were supposed to,
right?
But you know, I don't want to get to that place again.
Yeah,
and I think we know, or at least I know, I'm pretty sure we both know, like, what to watch for in each other and ourselves to, you know, when we start going down that road, right?
And having a prevention plan, just like a relapse prevention plan. Anytime I left the hospital, there was always a prevention plan. And part of that was my going back there if I needed to. And I was lucky that I knew it well enough in myself when I was getting too close for comfort.
Right.
So, I mean, having a prevention plan and talking it over with loved ones, if this is something that is sort of chronic for you, is so important. They need to know the signs of what it looks like when you are in the depths of despair. They need to know what that looks like. If you are the only one, they are only guessing and they cannot help you.
Well, like, for example, like, you know, when I met you, you know, you had been to uni like recently before or someplace. And then, while we knew each other, I think you went there 3 times. But like, I always was like, well, how do I know?
Right.
Like, how do I know?
Right.
Well, I mean, I didn't figure that out until like, I didn't figure out. Like, I kind of, looking back, like, in each time you went, there were signs or my gut told me.
Right.
Like remember that one time we were driving home from the BMW dealership after you had your...
my car.
Yeah, your car worked on and something was going on. You just went with your kids to movie and something came up. And I asked you, is this going to send you to uni? And you said no, but I kind of knew it. I did end up there. You did. And going back, like, I can't redo it, but you know, luckily everything worked out that time. You know, if it didn't, I would have never forgiven myself for that. Right. It's cause I knew the answer. I didn't even need to ask you, but it was like, I still, this is all new to me still.
Very.
And, you know, I was, yeah, it was, there's no like playbook, right?
Right. There absolutely isn't.
Yeah.
So my best advice is to please share those signs with your loved ones. Please talk it over with them. Let them know what they can do to help. Let them know what will not be helpful. You know, it's just so important.
Well, better safe than sorry, I think.
Absolutely.
After that situation.
And I would even say, tell on yourself. Just like you do in addiction, like you're supposed to, if you're having cravings, tell on yourself. And when I'm feeling down now or just, you know, having some of those like negative thoughts, I tell you, I don't even let it get further than that now. I immediately am talking with Josh and saying, I feel like shit today.
And I do that now too, though.
You do?
It was hard at first because like,
there's a sense of,
or like, am I just being a baby? But like, you know, I think I'm past that now. Like this more, like, yeah.
Jim is like, we're supposed to be here for each other. Like, I know there's like that big sense of pride you have to get over.
Well, like this morning, what I brought up on our walk to coffee.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of pride there, right?
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to bring that up, but I'm glad we did because you deserve to know like what was on my mind and like what's going on there. And instead of me just sitting there thinking about it all day long and being in a bad mood, you know, I got it off my chest. It was like that time I was waking up with nightmares, right?
Right.
Like, and then I told you about it and then they went away.
Well, I think that's kind of all we wanted to talk about today was just the suicide awareness. Again, if you or a loved one are contemplating suicide or you're having really dark thoughts and not wanting to be here anymore, please call 988 suicide hotline. Talk to a trusted friend or a trusted loved one. You know, tell on yourself. If something has happened, you've overdosed, you've hurt yourself, please call 911 immediately.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we found out about somebody they posted online. I mean, just
Anything to let anyone know that you're in trouble, please let those people know. Because you deserve to be here.
You do. And things get better.
Yes.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. Tough topic, but it's timely. And I think it's always timely. I mean, this is an issue always, but stay safe and sober out there in the wild. We'll see you guys next time. And thanks for tuning in.
Thanks everyone.
Bye.